Morning.
Yeah, okay, we were up Shin Gimel, Simon Shin Gimel, we're up to Sif Yudalit. One of the things with women, Tachshit with women, they're allowed to go out in the Shusaradim, and there's a few Chashos. One Chash is that she's going to take it off and show her friend. Another Chash is that it's something which is not held on tightly, which is also a Chash, and Shin Aleph, Shin Aleph, and might fall off. So let's see. Yudal Yotzeis B'chutei Seyar. She can go out with Chutei Seyar Ben Shin Asui Misayra Ben O Misar Chaverta. Afil Misar Behema V'vad Shul Seyti Zekena V'Yishar Yaldo V'Yaldo V'Yishar Shul Zekena Yizar. Chutei Seyar, well, they didn't have elastics to put in their hair, so they used Chutei Seyar to go ahead and tie their hair up. So if it doesn't make a difference if her hair or someone else's hair, it's mutter. But if it's an old woman, or you know, and she's wearing a kid's thing, right? Let's say an older woman goes out with a little cute hairband, you know, plastic hairband or something like that. So they might laugh if she will come to take it off, or the opposite. Or some say because it's chutei seyar, but zakena is white. So and yaldo is black. So if she puts white hair on black, it looks funny. Either way, it's also because they might come to take the seyar out and carry it. Meotzeis bekesher she'oisin refuas kituf ayin harash lo yishlot. If you have some sort of kesher to take away ayin hara, you can keep it on there. Uvemoch hakasher v'hudok ba'ozna, some sort of moch in her ear, for if her ear is the problem, aleicha, so whatever. Umok shebasandala, kosher basandala, if it's some sort of pad, like insole or something like that. Yeah, an insole, right. Basandala, amino, hastumim, we call it sad. Right, so I feel in a kosher motor. Like I said, if it's an insole, if it's a enclosed shoe, there's no problem, because the only shayla to touch it. Remember, the only shayla is maybe it'll fall out and she'll carry it. Or mokshe itkino linidasa, or you know, pads or something like that. Those are also mutter. Hadashilo yipol damaleha vitzarena. Therefore, pads are mutter to go ahead and for women to wear outside as well. Afilo eno kosher. The kemeshu mos lechashem dilu shaklele. She's not going to take. This sounds like which is not, you know, stuck to clothing. And even without that, she's not going to go ahead and take it out because then she's going to get dirty. Feel yeshlo beisiyad, even if it has a way to complete way to carry it.
If it would fall out, she wouldn't pick it up.
Hmm?
Means if it would fall out, she wouldn't pick it up.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure that she wouldn't pick it up because it's gross. Pilpil v'gargir melach v'chol bosik tizin l'soch pia. If she puts like some mint or I don't know, she puts the amount that she should have bad breath. She puts like a piece of something in it to help absorb. She can't put it in her mouth before Shabbos. Nafal, but she before Shabbos, if she put, I guess there's a way she stuck like some sort of mint or something in her mouth and stays there, so she has good breath. If it's there before Shabbos, it's okay. It's on a masa, but you can't put it on Shabbos because it's done to refuah. But even nafal those socks here. About the shukayim, shukoshim, and meshicha, leggings that you tied on with a string. Salviv shukeha, alvish ena meshicha kshura behem. Even if it's not tied. We're not worried that maybe the batei shokayim, the leggings will slip down and then she's going to go ahead and carry it because she's not going to go ahead and expose her shokayim. So therefore, we're not choishish for that she's going to leave it like that or leave it like that. The yotzabetz ada shemnich v'zor v'shok is some sort of something she put on her arm, let's tie on her arm. Lehu shetei dvuka lebalso sushame, that's where it's, you know, tied on, it's stuck on, well to her skin. Some say it's aser,
b'shel zvara.
is a,
some sort of ban,
yeah. They say the reason is because she's not going to come to go ahead and to take it off or to get it. She's the same type of idea. She's not going to, like, you know, expose herself to, you know, to get it. So,
it's more like an armband.
Yeah, some sort of armband. The issue is that only Bishal Zvara, because Bishal Zvara could be, that it could be that sometimes if it's, you know, she'd be able to get it off easier, but Shoka, she can't. It's gonna expose herself no matter what. So it's therefore that's supposed to look like, therefore, like anything she's wearing for tznius, for, you know, to cover herself for tznius issues, she won't take it off for, you know, for tznius issues. Then we're not to chushish for any chushish that she's going to carry or anything like that. B'chol ma shi'chol alotzei si'chol al hatir b'shus harabim, she didn't do a masiel. It's only that she's allowed to go out, but she's allowed to shoelaces. Is she allowed to tie her shoes in b'shus harabim or untie her shoes? Or that's by everyone. But let's say with women, she has a belt of some sort. She can untie it and retie it and she's a rabbi. Don't worry, when she's untied, she's a carrier, because it's that type of thing she goes ahead and takes off usually. Sometimes also for the carrier key, even the chotzer, the bias key, be yado. So it can't be in a pocket or on the belt. Because then, she'll forget about it and go walk out to Rishus HaRabim. She walked out to the Chotzer, so she'll walk out to a Chotzer. She'll also walk out to Rishus HaRabim. I mean, there's no point, I'm walking out of my house, so she doesn't always pay attention. Is it a Chotzer? Is it Rishus HaRabim? So therefore, they answered it. Kosher also chavim lotzeitz, but Rishus HaRabim also lotzeitz to the Chotzer she'enu merevis. Anything that's also going to Rishus HaRabim is also to go to a Chotzer she'enu merevis. Even though it's only a carmelis or whatever, chutz be kavul peyanachus, except for like hair coverings. Kavul is like a big, like, you know, woven hat, woven kippah, something like that, or peyanachus, depending on the person's minig. Now, kliya seyar
is like a hair piece, not a
woven. Right. So the hainu kliya seyar shekala b'soch saira. Right. They say it was hair tied on. Tied on to like other hair. However, they say it could be a kol shekain, what they wear nowadays, because then it's just like a covering, so it's the same. It's not like you're paying, you're just taking on extra hair. It's taka covering. So there's a difference between that and the kavul. Anything which is also to go ahead and she's going to want, you know, go outside and do hotzah, even in the house she shouldn't wear. Even because that's for tznius issues. Because the point is that once you say, okay, you can leave the house with this thing, so, you know, it's a chatzah shein of a rebbe, she's in someone else's house, she goes out, it's Rosh Hashanah, she doesn't realize. Yeshua Mishakol motor latzis of a chatzah, feel any more rebbe, sometimes it's all completely motor. V'ayinah nashi dida nagol latzis v'chol tachshitim. So Mishakol says nowadays, the thesis already, that the meaning is women do go out with any tachshit. V'yisha amru, to be dina asur, or some say the pshat is that it's really awesome. El shkiva shal yishmu, that since they're not going to really listen, mutav shushayigoyis al yimazidoy. Some say that since it's only the rabbanim, that's him, it's a tachshit. The choshe, she's going to carry it. So by the rabbanim, we say mutav shushayigoyis al yimazidoyis. As they say, ignorance is bliss. So therefore, what they don't know won't hurt them, so don't say anything. Because it's better that than do be meizid. The yesh shalim do aleim schus lomer shehen noagos kein al piyasvar achvenish kasafti, that it's mutter to go ahead and afil b'chol shehen merevis. She also loses tachshit in the chol shehen merevis. Hashta the less lom reshus harabim gomor havelei kol reshus harabim shalanu karmelis. The dinai k'chol shehen merevis mutter. Since everything we had, there's no reshus harabim. It's very, you know, then that would be mutter. Since women do walk around with tachshitin, they walk around, they go around showing the jewelry, you know, during the week. So suddenly they're not going to go ahead and take it off on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan does point out, he says that the Tam about the Carmelis is, it's a bit schwach, because the mice of the Arab cities and our places are do have Rishus Arabim. You know, so yes, there are Shitas who hold, and nowadays there's no such thing as Rishus Ramah, is there different Rashas and Shitas, but he said that it's hard to rely on, because there are Makarmas where, you know, that's only one Shita, and there are Makarmas definitely, we're our Rishus Arabim there, right? So he doesn't like that Tam so much. I know the Kibbeger says, of course, that's better for people. If women know about this halacha, then it's better for them to be machmir on it. And Shmuel Masha also that's what the Gra. He says the Gra is tzadik kedei rishona that Shmuel Masha that really the women should try to be machmir on things. Ramesh is interesting, you know, understanding. He says that the whole shaila over here is that is you know, the bad sim it's mutter because it's a malbush, a tachshit. Is a marble. So that's it. It's mutter. And he says the problem is that the tachshitim were, like he says, weren't 100% a levush, because you know you're not going to go into Rishus Rabim and take off levushim, right? You're not going to take off your shirt. You're not going to take off malbushim. So therefore, tachshitim, since she possibly would take it off for different reasons, so it's like a chetzi malbush. He says once women were knowing to go ahead and to go out with it, so then it's chayiv to be a malbush because they're not because it's not as a shame malbush. You're not going to go, you know, even not chayiv you're going to take it off. It's really not just like a malbush like anything else. We're not chayiv even they can't a person can't take it off, but they probably might have to be chayiv that he would.
Men take off their hats and jackets sometimes when it gets hot.
Right, well, so we had that before, that hats, I think they were mounter hats. Women also the mounter hats, even sometimes if it gets hot or whatever. Miru, tabal she'esh ala chaysam, the isha she'en ala chaysam la'ish, the tzlam ba chayv chatas. After Carmel, it's also a field of didak, because it's a mosui. Who are they in the whole ma'i di'itma be'chiv chatas, because it's mamash a mosui, so then that no one's making lam yish. That a man who don't have rings without a chosam, then it's like a tachshit. But these are after the kibbutz shenagel ashem anoshim lotzim for tabashi shel chosam. Since a lot of women do go out with a signet ring, I mean, who lahen katachshit b'shari? Because what can certainly zot lahazir on anoshim shat itzel elamachnim shein tzichos lahamid. You have to be Mazir women to only use pins that you're using to pin up hair or something like that, but not anymore. Keep possession in the bo Yishvu Ulanu. At least they're gonna listen in a case where they understand why not. They understand that, like, oh, you know, it's I can't wear my necklace out. I don't understand what kind of chumra is this. But if you say, oh, that's a machad, it's for a voda, it's for malacha, then oh, okay, that they'll understand. So then that's okay. They should tell them. She shouldn't, if she wants to put it in her, you know, in her tzif, in her hair cover, whatever, has to be. It's not partially broken. Unless that's why you put it there. But otherwise it's. It loses its shame kli. It's not a kli anymore, and so it's just like she can't. I don't think she can put a stick. I don't think she can put a stick in her hair. So, however, if she was before Shabbos and you're miyachid for Shabbos, so then that's okay. Babanos ktanos fidolkim osnei kli losos behen nizamik sheyigdulu. Right, they didn't actually wear earrings. You know, on the 6 month olds didn't actually wear earrings, but they did pierce their ears at some point. Look, they shelo yistemu and the kavin osim and ksamim. They used to put like a little stick there. Mutter lotzes behen. Who had the nice chuti lois in the kavi? Maybe they put like little strings, which I've seen nowadays. I don't see girls actually wear string earrings, which is odd. Shemutu lotzes behen imenam. That's my opinion. I don't know style. Mutter lotzes behen imenam tzvuim. They're allowed to wear these strings, if not tzvuim. But imen tzvuim also. Because maybe again, maybe they'll take it out and show, hey, look at my red string. Yaitis isha ru'ula, shematev is called rosh chutz me'apanim. Ru'ula is the way the achashulchan, where they write it out is that a ru'ula is that which they wear, in Arabia. That's what the Jewish women in the Arab countries wear. That's what the Arabs wear. And in Arabic, ru'ula is it covers the whole
kafta.
Covers the whole face and leaves the face.
Here's the face, the head, and the neck.
Right.
So that is
mutter. Parefes birish kosheres b'shabbos ala egos ala evin shechato l'kach yoytzis bo. She ties a string on an evin or a knot to go ahead and like it weighs down her coverings or whatever, keeps her clothing straight because it weighs it down. That's okay. Be'a also leave for Shabbat can use it. Use Be'a the law of bar tiltuhu. You can't, it's muksa. Yichud only works by something which, you know, it's an evan, it works by an evan, but by matbea that is the etzev, something like that we'll get into yichud muksa, as the etzev can't, you know, something which. No, you can't be yachid something which is bad to muksa. A stone is muksa, but if a stone is usable for something, then they could use it. Im ha'yisat tzvicha lahoitzi egoiz. However, Shabbos, what else is for Shabbos? However, if you put it up before Shabbos, if you did it before Shabbos, even if you went miyachid, if in fact you tied it up, that's enough to be yachid. Right, I think it's going back.
And also, is that in the previous sif, ala egos, ala egos, she had a toe, she had a tie, but where is it the yichud on the egos? Why did he have for that? You can eat it. That's the point.
No, it's because it's a muscle. Finally, is it a muscle? So you made it into a tachshit. That's
right.
The yichud.
Right.
So.
Yeah?
Yeah, the yichud is not that it's muksa. The yichud is that you made it into a. You can't take a nut out into Rishos HaRabim, but it's you're miyachad it like a tachshit. That's what it means. You made it into a tachshit. So therefore, that's.
Turned it into some type of pin or jewelry.
Oh, no. I think they weighted it. They tied it with a string. It weighted their. Somehow balanced their clothing. I don't know exactly. It weighted.
I think that's after the point. I have to think Sifchat Gimel.
No, so that's where she wants to like kilu. She's doing her aroma to carry it. Here she needs it for her clothing. She needs something to weigh down. Let's say she has a cape or something, and then so it doesn't come untied. She puts like weights. This is to take it for her son. So she wants to carry it, but klach her yad kilu. She'll tie it up before Shabbos, and here it's a tachshit. But it's not, because it's not tzarech her clothing, it's tzarech her kid.
So, the haroma is also the Rishus HaRabim, but it's more to the caramelist.
Caramelist would be right.
But it doesn't sound like you need to be miyachid.
Oh, the nut.
The end part of the Rishus, is that talking about a nut, or is that talking about a coin?
I was wondering also, if that's also a coin. Yeah, it's talking about a coin. Shartzias is talking about a coin. Even by a coin, if you went ahead and did tie it up for Shabbos, and you did a maisa with it, not that you were miyachid, that's different. If you put the coin aside, I'm going to use this to tie it on Shabbos or whatever, that doesn't work. But if you actually put it on the clothing, so then you made it the maisa into a tachshit, so that's okay. Again, the Chofkim will just read it through. Yain Sitzvich Alhotzi, Egos of Na, Parfar Alav, Kidei, the Hotziyai, and you want to take it out for him, and Derech Aramim, which will surround him also in the Karmelos Mutter, because it's Klach Yad, and so it'll be Mutter. Yoitza Be'evin Tekuma, Pirish Aruch, and then Yidua, Shal Isha Lo Sapio, which is a ruby. Ben Rechai says it's a ruby, and there are people who actually have Gmachim. Like my wife actually used one once, and Itaka, it was interesting. Itaka, you know, helped, and but when we lost it, started having some issues. It's a ruby. Rabbeinu Mechaya in Parshas Tetzaveh on the Olam Pidita, whatever. So he lists all the properties of different stones. Very interesting, Rabbeinu Mechaya. So he says a ruby helps not to, the issue shouldn't be mafia.
Yeah.
So she's allowed to wear it. Mishka Shishaklo connect the creation of tapio, or if it's a heavy thing, you have something which balanced it. I feel that this Abra dying, even if she's not Mubaris, but she wants to not, you know, she wants to be fertile, whatever, so that's also Mutter. Also the Isha Shitavir Bashava Strakopa. That's also for a woman to put some sort of makeup on her face. The Shavuot said several Adoim, but the Yerushu brings a bunch of Paiskim and saying, who would in any other makeup, even cover up, all these things is considered Tzviya, not just red. We shouldn't Tzoveya. Mitamze Asura Lichol B'Shabbos, she can't have an eyeshadow on. Mitamze Asura Latuach Apanhea Batzeg, she noit la Madi Mabasar, that if she takes off on Shabbos makes it red, is also a type of tzoveya. He said, but obviously if a woman smooths it on her face, it's a problem of memachik as well. But if it's like she just dabs it on, slaps it on, and takes it off, then it reddens her skin. That's a problem of tzoveya. Also, the klora yisha sarah b'shabes. It's also for women to braid her hair because of binyan. The hatzer kli also because of seiser. She's allowed to smooth her hair out. I saw Hua Din if she, you know, if she uses some sort of, if she goes ahead and styles her hair a bit, is also Bishum Binyan. Ishlodun, because I understand Binyan, what I remember hearing the getter of Binyan is you take two things and you attach them together to make a structure. Just puffing the hair out, I don't know if that's a binyan, but they do say that if you make it permanent, if it's hairspray, and it sticks, so that would that's dome to binyan.
So lachlo, you're saying to smooth out as opposed to making the part?
The part we'll get to. It's just as lachlo means you can use your hand to smooth it out, and there's no problem of a chushish for goizes, or for binyan. Hagav, Isha says lachol to Sira, you can't do it. The Hainu also is a sheitel, right? You can't do the sheitel. So the sheitel, obviously, I guess it doesn't mean the pay, it means the part, making a part. So I guess because the sheitel doesn't have a part, so they say you make a sheitel. I don't know how the name got switched. Mechei Nogel, that's also the kli. Aba ba'etzba ba'alma Nogel ha'hokim. Because you're going to come to go ahead and to use a kli to make the part, and you're going to come to goizes. Sheitel
means the part.
I don't know how the your word in Yiddish changed to
mean the chala is the chala.
Right.
Right. It's metamorphosis.
Yeah, whatever. It changed, but yeah, the sheitel I think means making
making. Sheitel by mezuzah also in Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
Case.
Okay.
Covering.
Uh-huh.
A shape, like a shade.
So maybe, unless this is a different thing, I don't know. But Akhopanim, it's, Akhor means the part, because you use a kli to make the part usually. But you're allowed to use your finger. That's okay. You're allowed to use your finger. Because it does not tell a shayar. Fine. Also, at least like, Masrik b'Shabbos, she can't use a kol on Shabbos. I feel like it's a miser chazir because of choishish. It's got because of goizes.
Well, that
one's
a brush.
Masrik is a kol or a brush.
Yeah,
that is a brush, right? Here shall yakru cyrus But they do say when the Meshuvah does bring down, but soft brush, meaning soft hair from the Chazir, you're not allowed to brush the hair, but you're allowed to use it softly to massage the hair. Brushing is always also because you brush, hair is going to come out. But even a soft brush, you're allowed to massage the hair, not to brush it. But mutu lachov fasas b'yam. But of course, you're allowed to go ahead and to use your hands to go ahead and to fix the hair. And we're not choishesh to. That hair is going to fall out, and the Mishmar brings around and says that someone who scratches his hair, it's not vada. You comb, part of the thing of combing, there's a knot, coming or not, hair is going to come out. But if you scratch your head, it's not vada. When you're doing it, it's not davishin miskaven. And it's not vada going to happen, because with men, they touch your hair, does fall out, I don't know, but it could be attached already. One other interesting nakuda, just to finish off with, I saw, is about, what about combing out doll's hair or shaitels? So they say, okay, it's mutter, I've heard that there's different discussions. I saw a very interesting ha'ara from Gedaliah Felder, he has a sefer called Yeshua, he's a rav in Toronto, who says the kubis of shayel menapitz? Because he says menapitz is you take the whole clump of wool and you comb it out to go ahead and separate it into different strings or different hairs, different threads. So he says the kubis if you take a sheitel, because there's no menapitz on hair because it's attached to the head, something which is detached and you comb it to separate the hair, the wooden doll hair that you comb it to separate the hair. It's a big clump. You comb it to separate the hair. It could be, he says that's malach of menapitz and people should be nizar. But he's the only post that I saw that. But it's a very interesting take on things.